It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, September 6th. I'm Jay Gabler, and I want to thank the BTS Army for pointing out to me with emoji on Twitter that yesterday I made the error of pronouncing their album title Love Yourself Tear when it's actually Love Yourself Tear.
Right.
But I hope that's understandable, Mary, because love can do both things,
it
right?
It does. It tears us apart and it tears us apart. Apparently. I'm Mary Lucia, and we're also going to talk about a curious airplane that was quarantined from Dubai that had a very famous or infamous passenger on board who took to social media to say, what's going on here?
Extremely famous. A music icon, I think it's safe to say. Speaking of music icons, I'm going to be talking about a couple of massive bands who've announced equally massive box sets. But first, a few of today's music news headlines. There are new details via an official coroner's report on the death of Dolores O'Riordan, singer of the Cranberries, who died in January. According to a newly released report from the London coroner, she died due to accidental drowning while heavily intoxicated on alcohol.
And that's a little different. We just have to say that because when it first came out, there was no answer. Then kind of maybe someone leapt too soon to think fentanyl. And fentanyl, which has obviously been a part of a lot of people's either accidental deaths lately, but it was interesting because I thought, oh, fentanyl again. And not that it makes it any better to think, well, no, it was just alcohol and whatever, but it's, you know, I'm sure her family has at least a sense of, like, at least we have some answers.
And apparently there were prescription drugs present at the scene of the death, but the amount that was actually in her system was referred to as therapeutic.
Okay.
The surviving Cranberries have issued a statement. They say they're struggling to come to terms with what happened and that they've been comforted to see how much of a positive impact Dolores O'Riordan has had on people's lives. Joni Mitchell is turning 75 in November, and to celebrate, there's going to be a tribute concert, actually a pair of tribute concerts at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles.
Joni Mitchell, who has been cited by so many different people as being a huge influence, and people that you don't necessarily consider like, oh, rock and rollers and Prince, and everybody has said, no, Joni is where it's at.
It doesn't sound like they're going too far outside the pocket for this particular tribute concert lineup, unless Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan's going to be there, as well as Emmylou Harris, Norah Jones, Los Lobos, Rufus Wainwright, and more. There'll be a pair of concerts on November 6th and 7th. On that second day, the 7th, is actually her birthday, and on that day, there'll be a related charity dinner to raise funds for music programming and education. European authorities have cleared Apple to acquire the music recognition service Shazam.
Do you use Shazam?
Occasionally.
I do too. It works.
Yeah.
I never thought it would, but it does.
There's even a game show, Beat Shazam, which is fun because it's like you, as a music head, you want to think, I can beat this little app in my pocket. But Shazam is pretty good, even in crowded bar loud settings, at figuring out what it is you're listening to. So Apple wants to buy Shazam now, and competitors like Spotify and Amazon are concerned that if Apple buys Shazam, it'll just use the app to point more people towards Apple's music services.
Of course it will. Yes.
Right. So there are, you know, some potential antitrust concerns, and the European Union has been tough on mergers among American tech firms. But in this case, they say that, quote, access to Shazam's data would not materially increase Apple's ability to target music enthusiasts. So it looks like Shazam is about to be an Apple product.
Yo, VIP.
Okay, so crazy story. Anytime you hear about an airplane that's been quarantined at JFK in New York, what happened was several passengers had become extremely ill during a flight from Dubai, and the authorities were terribly concerned, obviously, about the spread of any potential disease or God forbid, poisoning of any kind. But I guess the real interesting part of the story is that Vanilla Ice was on the plane. And it was one of those like double-decker planes, and he was on the top deck and apparently wasn't at all affected by the illness, but he kept tweeting and saying, what's going on? You know, I mean, we landed and there's like fire trucks and emergency vehicles, and it just sort of started going viral again. But then, of course, with a lot of humor, because there's just something inherently funny about the fact that Robbie Van Winkle would be on a quarantine plane from Dubai.
People are tweeting at him with quotes like, ICE is back with a brand new infection. And this is a problem. I thought you'd solve it. Of course, you know, there's nothing funny about people getting sick, which they very seriously did. But the idea that Vanilla Ice was on this plane seems so hard to believe that people started circulating conspiracy theories. Like, is this all just a hoax being perpetrated by Vanilla Ice for another shot at fame?
Yeah.
So there's actually Mashable did a whole investigation, looked at all the evidence. It's a link from thecurrent.org. But at the end, they decided it is hard to believe, but it looks like, yes, Ice was actually on that plane. The delay made him miss a connecting flight to Florida.
Boo.
So we've had a couple of big box set announcements. It seems like these days, if you want to move physical product, you can't just sell a CD.
No.
You have to sell an obscene number of CDs packaged together in a giant box with a bunch of other stuff. And that's just what at least one of these bands are going to do. The other one is a little bit more modest, but still big box set announcements from Metallica and REM.
And I can see that both have fans that would warrant something like this. Because again, not every band can say, I'm putting out a $700 B-side box set that I'm sure you'll line up to get for Christmas. But both Metallica and REM, who have just announced that they've got these, I mean, they've got the material. Certainly.
Yeah, I mean, well, if Toto can put out a complete Toto box set.
And they shouldn't, but yes, it's true.
So the Metallica release is an anniversary expanded / deluxe / super deluxe edition, depending on how big you want to get, of their 1988 album, And Justice for All.
I guess I'm wondering how deluxe you're going to get. Well, okay, is it on vinyl?
So the super deluxe set, if you go whole hog, you get the biggest edition, you get the CDs, you get the vinyl, you get swag, you get a hardcover book, you get prints, etc. You get 10 discs of unreleased demos, rough mixes, interviews, etc. Almost all the justice that you can possibly digest in one lifetime from these heavy metal heroes. So that whole re-release comes out November 2nd. And on October 19th, REM are putting out an 8-CD, 1-DVD set. So comparatively modest, but some exciting stuff coming up because this is a set compiling all their material recorded for the BBC between 1984 and 2008.
Very cool. See, again, I would think that they would be a band that wouldn't just slap their name on something really just over the top. And this seems actually really kind of collectible to me.
Yeah, totally. So this is going to include things like in-studio sessions and interviews, but then also a bunch of live concerts. So the BBC broadcast a lot of REM's concerts live, and they still have that audio. And so concerts like their headlining set at Glastonbury in 1999, like an intimate concert in a church, are all going to be included in this set. So really cool news for REM fans. And that set comes out on October 19th. So for today's viral clip, our first look at the new lineup of Fleetwood Mac.
And how new is it, Jay? Because it's really, I mean, yes, a vital member leaves a band like that and you could consider it the new Fleetwood Mac. But is it?
Well, it's a pretty big change for this band because Lindsey Buckingham is out.
Mm-hmm.
So the remaining members of Fleetwood Mac are going to go on tour starting next month, October. And to replace Lindsey Buckingham, they've enlisted guitarist Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers and singer guitarist Neil Finn from Crowded House. So how is the new Mac going to be? Well, fans got a first chance to tell when they went on the Ellen DeGeneres show on Wednesday.
Our next guests have sold over 100 million albums and are one of the most iconic bands in music. Please welcome Fleetwood Mac.
They played Gypsy, spotlighting Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Looking not too sad that Lindsey Buckingham is not there. She is not feeling any pain.
Yeah.
She glories in that trademark anthem. And then also The Chain, which is their big, you know, all-band song from Rumours. I believe it's the only song on Rumours credited to all five of the core members writing it together. And so Neil Finn really has to step up and take the lead vocal part from Lindsey Buckingham there. And, you know, if it sounds a little bit like Crowded House covering Fleetwood Mac, is that a bad thing?
Well, that's the thing. If Lindsey Buckingham's ego can handle it, I mean, if just Joe anybody steps in and everyone's like, it's great. I don't notice any difference. It's like, wow, what did I contribute for 70 years of my life? But, you know, again, a Neil Finn twinged Fleetwood Mac, I'm down with that.
Yeah, totally. And Mike Campbell can totally rip a guitar solo, as we well know. So overall, even pretty hardcore Fleetwood Mac fans I've been seeing on social media are like, you know what? This new lineup, different flavor, we're kind of into it.
Yeah.
Listen to the wind blow.
And that's today's music news. You can see that video of Fleetwood Mac's new lineup over at thecurrent.org, where you can also read more about all these stories. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Mary Lucia.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines and a roundup of this week's new releases.